Welcome to Mike's Camera Action. I'm your human host, Carl, and I'm joined by my lovely puppet pal, Alex. Maybe that's a little bit disturbing now that we've seen this movie.
Yeah, it's a bit weird now. I'm now rethinking what my favourite Christmas movie is. Maybe it's not so much the Muppets Christmas Carol anymore.
Suddenly puppets have been ruined.
A little bit.
So we've been on a little bit of a hiatus, Alex, but you've been really wanting to do this movie for a while.
Yeah, I've always wanted to see this film. I meant to go see it when it came out in the cinema.
Yeah.
I'm still annoyed that I didn't.
So what is this movie?
It's Happy Time Murders.
So when I first saw this trailer, like when this trailer first popped, I was like, okay, that's a movie I'm going to see on digital. Like, I'm going to stream sometime when it comes out.
Nah, man, I plan to go see it in the cinema.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's directed by Brian Henson, who does direct a Muppets Christmas Carol. It's a legitimate...
Oh, is it actually the same director?
Yeah, it's a Henson production.
Yep.
It's a side branch of the Jim Henson company.
Yep.
I think it's Henson Alternative, and I think they're trying to make more like adult versions of the Muppets because you've got to like target the demographic. Because like there's this weird group of the Muppets fans who are now
adults,
adult,
yeah, full grown,
and like you still have the Muppets films, but the Muppets films are a bit, I don't want to say stagnant.
But it's been the same cast of Muppets characters for how fucking long at this point? Like, I get that. Like, they want to try and keep, like, the idea, but mix it up a lot, and you can't do that with the Muppets.
There's only so much I can hear Fozzie go, waka waka!
Yeah.
And it's like, we get it, Fozzie, you're, you know, I don't know, maybe you're Blackbeard now, Fozzie. Oh no, who did you play in the Muppet Treasure Island? Whatever, but that my point stands, actually.
Yeah, exactly. You can like the Muppets movies are mostly like the Muppets get cancelled or the Muppets like reenact some other known story.
Yeah, it's like the Muppet. It's like in the Muppets movie where they do get cancelled and then trying to like put on a benefit to get the thing back, and then they like. And then one of them accidentally hits the thing, and it turns out that instead of raising $1 million, they've only raised like $10,000.
Much less. Yeah. Forgot to carry the one.
And Fozzie's like, oh, well, no, I don't feel so bad.
No, I feel better about myself.
Yeah, basically. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the Muppets. That might be a different episode.
Well, yeah, of course. Also, this one got like the trailer for it got taken down at one point, didn't it? Because they had the tagline
"All Sesame, No Street."
Yeah,
no, all Street, all no Sesame.
Yeah, more. Yeah, so it was. Yeah,
yeah. No, Sesame Street wasn't a fan of that. Despite despite Sesame Street also being full of Muppets.
But Sesame Street's not a Henson property. Like, it's not owned by the same people who own the Muppets, or is it?
So. Jim Henson created Sesame Street.
Okay.
He created Sesame Street, then sold it to PBS.
Yeah.
So PBS has the rights to Sesame Street and all the merchandising. They make a lot of money off it.
Oh yeah.
And it's still running. Like, it's been running for how long now?
Woof.
It was running when we were kids. It was running, I think, almost when my parents were kids.
Jesus.
It's a long running show.
Mm.
Also, we should do Oscar and Elmo and Grouchland.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Why not? While we're at it.
Yeah, while we're on puppets.
Yeah. Because he sold it, the Jim Henson Company no longer owns the rights to it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a weird gray area as to whether or not they're Muppets or not, because I think they've made some of their first appearances in The Muppet Show.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay.
My Muppet knowledge is a bit vague.
I have approximate knowledge of many things, Muppets being one of them.
Yeah, really. Kind of.
All right, well, let's get into the Happy Time Murders. So
yeah.
This movie's basically like a not super great film noir.
Yeah.
Featuring a puppet lead character.
Yeah.
You know, like, you were mentioning earlier, it's kind of like an allegory for like...
Racism.
For racism and race relations in the US.
Yeah, and like how like the portrayal of certain races and stuff. But it does it poorly.
It does it very poorly, and it's very strange when you consider that angle as well, when it's like, hey, we got a puppet feet straight from Tijuana. It's like, okay, hang on.
Yeah, no, this got like, if you were talking about like this being allegory, this got super weird super quick.
Yeah.
Because they talk about like everyone living in harmony, mostly because the puppets are disgusting to them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in all fairness, just having seen this movie, the puppets are pretty disgusting.
Oh yeah, they're disgusting.
Like there's something weird in this film where, all the human characters are rational people, kind of.
Except when it comes to puppets, and then they're like super racist.
Yeah, exactly. The only downside like human characteristics have are this guy's a dumbass, this person's just a dickhead, and they're all racist to puppets. And then the puppets are like drug addicts.
Yeah,
they're sex addicts. They're murderers.
They're making weird porn in the back room.
Yeah. It's fucking weird. Like, portrayal, it looks like that's warranted. Like, that racism is fair.
it seems like there's like this weird like stereotype going around that like Phil's trying to break.
But he's the only person who seems to be making any attempt to do that. Everyone else is just, nah, man, I'm a deviant.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on here?
Goof is out there. Think about what he'll do for 50 cents, man. Think about what he'll do for a dollar.
Oh, no. I
will need
Goofer.
A gallon of kombucha and some oatmeal.
I forgot about Goofer. Man, that thing was so weird.
Goofer's a really weird thing in this movie. So, I'll go on a quick tangent before I come. I'll circle back to him. Because I feel like so much of this movie comes out of, like, someone saying, we're going to do, like, an R-rated puppet film.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just tried to cram in as much R-rated bullshit as they could. Like, they figure, if we're going to make it R-rated, why not just make it all the way R-rated? And I feel like it's a bit much. It goes way over the top that degree. Like, it's just like they're trying to hammer it down your face that it's R-rated.
See, the issue is that, like, that sort of stuff happens a lot in The Muppets, where they just keep cracking these jokes, they keep cracking these things. But because it's... The Muppets are more wholesome.
Yeah.
With, like, and, like, different sorts of joke, whereas this is just trying to be, like, crass.
Yeah.
And because of it, it just comes off as crass. It's like, yeah, we get it. This man is a drug addict that's willing to, like, suck your dick for 50 cents.
Exactly. Like, within 5 minutes of opening credits, we're already at a sex shop where an octopus is milking a cow for a fetish video. It just seems like so much. It just seems like at every turn they can, they're like, how can we make this, like, pretty fucked up? Like, oh, these two? Yeah, they're cousins and their children are fucking inbred weirdos.
Yeah, why was that necessary?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. And a lot of that doesn't even come back up. They just drop half of that shit immediately.
Yeah, they're like, did you know they're cousins? They're married now and...
they're married now and have kids. It's a little weird.
and then they cut to the kids and one of them's got one eye and the other has three eyes.
And they're just screeching. They're just like...
yeah.
Fucking weird. And the only thing that happens in that movie is just related to those kids is... we should probably call child services. They're not going to make it.
Yeah.
That's it. And then we leave those kids and never come back to them. We never see them again.
And like the throwaway line, that's what you get for swimming in your own gene pool.
That's so fucked up, but I love that line.
Yeah, I know.
That's why, like, you don't swim in your own gene pool.
There are some like really good lines in this film.
The best one, like there's some actually good one-liners that they toss out. But the ones they toss out and then just fucking forget about, those are the good ones.
Yeah.
When they harp on it, it just becomes too much.
Good old rice pilaf.
The fucking pilafing one is terrible. They spend like, just, they sit there and they just pound you with it. Like just,
Rip out his stuffing. It's what they do with ex-cop puppets. They're going to rip out his stuffing, full him back full of rice pilaf. And
you know what they do with that pilaf? They fuck it. They fuck that pilaf. Until it's more like a mashed potato.
Why was that?
What the fuck is this?
And then it comes back later, and he's like, "At least they didn't peel off me." It's like, wait, why is this a thing? Surely puppets have separate jails.
They have separate hospitals. Why not separate jails? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's like, we don't treat fleshies here. I like how the puppets are kind of like trying to be racist, but it's not working.
It just doesn't pay off.
They just keep calling him fleshy.
Fleshy.
I mean, I suppose like you could point out that a lot of racism does require that inherent like power balance thing.
Yeah,
and it doesn't exist because the puppets are oppressed.
I mean, kinda.
They just it can't seems like they're cops. Getting oppressed.
Yeah. It. Yeah. The.
People are just racist to them.
Just, yeah, every alternative people are like a dick.
The more that I think about it, the more this allegory for racism just gets worse.
Yeah.
It just gets like weirder and weirder.
Mm.
It's like, why would you bother? Why did... It's like, all right. It's like, puppets don't shoot puppets. It's just, oh, God.
Why the fuck not?
Also, can we just go back to some things?
Shoot.
Are puppets born?
Good question. I mean, they have kids, and they can bone. We know that much. So maybe.
So I have a few questions in relation. Actually, this raises more questions for me.
Please.
Okay, so puppets can be born.
Yep.
So every time we've seen a puppet get eviscerated, it's just fluff. Does that mean Melissa McCarthy just has fluff in her? That's her liver?
Her liver is just a pillow.
Also, where the fuck did it... Where does the... Like, at some point, for them to understand what a puppet is and to refer to them as puppets, at what point did puppets go from... Hello, kids, to sentient creature.
Yeah, fair enough. There's some sort of weird divide where they went from being TV stars to, oh, wait, no, now they're contracted in TV stars.
Yeah, now there's, you know, Mr. What was it? Oh,
Larry.
What was the rabbit?
Oh, the rabbit. Bumbly Pants, I think, right?
Yeah, Bumbly Pants. And it's like, why? And he's got 48 kids.
Please, I have 48 kids.
I have an addiction. It's the stuffed rabbit addicted to porn.
Yeah. Yeah. It's how he would have wanted to go out in a porn
and
shop.
And also the you dropped your carrot.
You dropped your carrot. Jesus Christ. The fuck is this movie, man?
I don't know. And see, I thought this was bad enough until at the end credits they start showing like how they did a lot of the puppetry.
Yeah. And then, which I thought was one of the best scenes in the movie, because it's just like, here's the behind the scenes, like how they did it
all. Until you watch the octopus milking the cow. And there's that weird sex scene between with the puppets, and they're like, did yours break down? Yeah.
Your motor breakdown? Yep.
What the hell?
It's really weird. The weird thing is, though, they put a lot of like emphasis on this puppet sex scene in that movie, but it's already been done before in Team America.
I haven't seen Team America.
Okay. Cause it just seems weird to me that they're like that was kind of like a selling point in the credit in the trailers and all that.
Yeah, but to be fair, like Team America is more like marionettes making fun of like
Thunderbirds,
versus kind of the Muppets.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna go watch Kermit the Frog fight Phil Phillips next.
Oh no. I also have a technical complaint about this movie.
Yeah.
It's really... Did you get this? I feel like the sound mixing is really off.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Like, especially in the opening. I'm not sure if it was maybe just me and my headphones, my setup. But for me, like, the music was way higher than the dialogue.
I didn't hear a lot of that. No, maybe it was your headphones. I'm not sure. Maybe it just seemed really off.
In both the time... Like, I watched it on Stan, and on both the viewings...
Yeah.
Like, Yes, I watched this twice. I watched it 2 weeks ago when I thought we were going to be recording an episode, and I watched it this week.
Jackson, you only watched it today.
Yeah, you fuck. I was like, all right, I better watch it like last night in order to make sure, you know, I'm not fucking this up.
Yeah, no, it's one of those... No, I didn't notice anything. But it's definitely one of... It's one of the, like, less... lower quality films we've watched. I think it's the worst film.
You think this is the worst we've watched?
Yeah, there can't be anything worse than that what we've watched.
Well,
I mean, like, this is what we've watched for the podcast. We've watched some absolute trash.
I know we've watched worse. I know you and I have been in the room together watching far worse movies than this.
Yeah,
but let's take a look at. I've got our channel open right now, so this is a nice time to talk about. On there, we've just moved to another hosting site, so we're now on
anchor.fm, but you can also find us on Spotify now.
So we're on. So all of our episodes previously, if you want to listen to all of our episodes, you had to go to Shout Engine, which admittedly not the best,
but
it worked. It was like exactly it was free stuff. Whereas when we started it was just SoundCloud, which didn't give us enough.
And it stopped you like after six episodes. And look, we're pretty broke.
Yeah, exactly. We're too poor.
So subscribe to our Patreon.
We don't have one.
Can we make one?
I feel like it's just not going to be lucrative.
I think it'd just be a joke, and I want to do it.
We got to have that 500 tier. 500 tier. Alex will do anything for you.
We'll let you wax cult back.
Not more people. Donate $50 or more and get to be part of the team that waxes my back.
We'll write something on each individual wax strip and then film it.
So I'm going to go through Spotify. So let's see.
I'd pay money for that.
So for something that's worse than this movie, let's see. Yeah,
The Sharknadoes, but those like varied in quality, and I don't think they were worse.
Going down, we've got episode 47. I did Transformers The Last Night.
See, I didn't see that. I think I was sick for that one.
It was pretty bad, but it might be comparable. Let's see. We did do The Mummy 2016.
I still think this was worse.
You think this was worse?
I don't really remember Mummy 2016. It was mostly forgettable.
Yeah, that's the thing though. The Mummy 2016, like the plot was forgettable and it was like really janky and broken and didn't make sense. Whereas this one, this one was predictable.
Yeah, no.
But it was at least a coherent plot. And sure enough, the purple pubes at least later.
Why was that a plot point? Oh,
I don't know.
So, you know what the worst part is? Something had to make that puppet with the pubes.
Yep. Just be like, all right, and then this scene, we're going to do a Basic Instinct shot right here, and it's just going to be purple. Like, what the fuck were they thinking? Tales from Earthsea, though.
That wasn't bad. That was decent. It just got really weird at points.
It was pretty mediocre.
Mediocre, and it got weird, but it wasn't bad.
Grabbers wasn't completely awful. It had an interesting concept. It just wasn't. It was good concept, bad execution.
I thought it was okay.
Have you seen Grabbers yet?
I saw it like ages and ages ago. Okay. Like before, but I was the one before. I was the one with the DVD. I'd seen it and then I bought it. But yeah, no. That's
about the start of like No Goo. Oh wait, Stealth.
Look,
we did Stealth in episode 9.
Stealth wasn't that bad. This is the worst film we've watched.
Okay, I'll give you that much. If you can give it that award.
This is the worst film we've watched so far.
So far, we've got an interesting month ahead of us, I guess.
Yeah, we've got an interesting month.
More on that later.
But also, you know what? Maybe we'll just watch some bad films here and there just to like break up.
For so long, since we're talking about Amazon Prime movies now.
Yeah,
I really want to do Father's Day at some point.
Really
want to show you the story of the Fuckman.
Yeah, let's do some weird shit.
Let's do it. October. Let's do some weird shit. Like let's really go into it.
Are we gonna bring back Spooktober?
Now you've thrown me for a weird horror.
But like we don't play it seriously anymore. We just go fuck this.
Oh god, maybe we'll come back to the. Maybe we'll come back to it. We'll need to figure out a time.
Yeah, we'll figure it
out. Maybe if we have like 5 weeks, and maybe if the stars align and we have 5 episodes in September, we might be able to get something creepy. We might be able to get Father's Day out for a special. We'll see.
Yeah. No. It's man. What? Yeah. So this is easily the worst film we've watched.
There's something I really want to bring up. I just looked at my notes and I realized this was actually seen. When Phil leaves the diner from meeting with his brother and Melissa McCarthy's character's out there, Phil's parked on the wrong side of the street.
Yeah.
What the fuck was the point of that scene?
Makes him easier to get in the car.
Are you fucking serious?
I don't know. Also, like, he's a puppet, man. If he hits something else, it's not going to kill him.
I know,
but... was like, when they were punching him, he's like, what do you want? You're basically fluffing a pillow. I don't have any bones.
It just seems so weird that for some reason he's just parked on the wrong side of the street and has to cross, like, 3 lanes of traffic going the wrong way.
Yeah, he has a death wish.
I don't know why that was the case.
I don't know either.
It just seemed like such a weird thing to throw in there.
Look, there's a lot of weird things that are, like, thrown in there about, like, sugar addiction, and they go to a house and it's just full of... He opens the fridge and it's full of maple syrup.
I mean, honestly, addiction or not, like, unhealthy addiction or not, no. If someone threw out all that maple syrup from my house, I'd be fucking pissed off. Maple syrup's expensive.
Yeah.
It's really pricey.
Yeah, I don't, like, I feel like this film was at points was trying to preach to me, but it didn't go well.
Yeah? Yeah, what do you think it was trying to tell you that sugar addiction is gonna kill you?
Yeah, like it was like it had some like anti like addiction is bad like metaphor, and that's like not too bad, but it just did it badly.
Yeah,
because it was like,
whoa, kids, sugar, whoa.
Yeah, and like Melissa McCarthy's character gets really high off sugar.
Yeah, got that sugar rush, man. That puppet liver.
It's like crack, and then it's like, oh no, she did.
Oh man, sorry goes, about your partner.
Also, they were snorting like whatever the hell that was through like licorice, through like a red vine.
Through a red vine, which is not a straw.
No, it's a solid piece of candy.
I didn't notice that on my first watch, and then I was watching again last night, and I was like, hang the fuck on. That ain't no straw.
What the hell is this film?
She's just inhaling a red vine.
There's so much that's like weird in this film.
Yeah.
Like, the TV show, like, was, like, they cut to the TV show, and that's okay, and then they, like, it's slowly that they all get murdered.
Yeah.
Also, like, the strip joint, it's, like, this is... Also, the like, Ima gag?
If, yeah, I'm a sexual Ima.
It's, like, what does that mean? If I get close up, close enough, I'm a fuck it.
I'm a fuck. That's it. What that's the fuck? Like,
why was that, like, necessary? So much of this
film
was...
It just feels like it's going way... Like... I would have taken an R-rated, like, Muppet-style movie.
Yeah.
Any, like, I thought that would have been interesting.
Kermit the Frog dropping a F-bomb.
Exactly. Like,
hi-ho, fuck you, kids. Hi-ho.
If it had just been, like, played it straight and, like, not gone completely over the top,
yeah.
I feel like it could have been pretty good.
Yeah, but, like, then you run into the issue about, like, you've got to, like... See, but with Henson and, like, puppets, people expect this element of over the top. It went too far.
I feel like it lent too far in... Like I was saying earlier, it went too far into the we want to be an R-rated puppet movie. It just felt like it was too far. If it just went like a straight like... If they'd gone Chinatown on this, then I would have been... Like if it was just Chinatown, but instead of Jack Nicholson, it's a fucking puppet.
Yeah.
I probably would have liked it more.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
It's Muppet Town.
It's actually one of my favorite gags in Inside Out.
Yeah.
Is when they're running through Cloud Town, someone comes up to him and it's like, one of the cops, and it's like, forget it, Jake. It's Cloud Town. It's like, fuck, that's a reference.
Yeah, man, that's in an Inside Out.
Yeah, in Inside Out, in the Pixar animated film, they reference Chinatown.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
They straight up got a Roman Polanski line in that movie.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
But yeah, no, I think they lent too hard on the puppet thing.
Yeah.
It
just became like a case of everything's puppets. Whoa.
As much as I hate to say it, but like the edgy 15-year-old that I was would have probably loved this film.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Like at like 15, I would have found like a lot of this stuff like gross funny.
Yeah.
Rather than like over the top and like not applicable.
In the mature adult form that we are now.
Yeah, I'm not amused by a cow, an octopus milking a cow for fetish porn.
I just want you to close that curtain and stop showing me this shot 5 times in this movie. Seriously, why is this in here 5 fucking times?
Why does he flash back to it?
Exactly, like we're at the climax of the movie.
Why does
and
he
we're
flash...
having to watch the cow climax
again. Why does
again?
He flash back to that and not the weird dog BDSM?
Yeah, clearly the octopus made more of an impression.
I'd like to point out that the dog BDSM, the dog is a puppet.
Yeah.
It's a Dalmatian abusing a firefighter.
Walk my dog.
And it's like, oh.
Bark like a dog for me. I'm sorry, what? It's like, so, yeah, it's some weird BDSM fetish thing.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Even like, the weird like, porno mags he whips out as well in that scene where it's just... Puppet chicks with puppet dicks. Like, cow. What's the one he's shooting? Cow's Gone Sour 2, Even Milkier?
Yeah, something like that.
It's so fucking weird.
It's so bad.
It's really terrible.
But, like, I think, like, when I was, like, 15, I would have found these sorts of jokes funny.
Yeah.
Like, Melissa McCarthy pulls out the ever-so-classic, does this smell like chloroform to you?
A gag I've been using for so long. What?
I was like, what the hell is this? Is this, like... At like seven, like, you know, at 17 maybe, like would have been pushing it, but like young, like edgy me,
yeah.
edgier me.
But before you were allowed to see this in theaters on your own.
Yeah, I would have found this amusing.
Yeah.
And because like that childish, like crass humor, like really appealed to me then, but now it doesn't. And it just, a lot of the jokes just fall flat because I'm like, gross.
There, we found our pee. Oh, you're into pee? Well, I've got a whole stand of that over here. No, I'm not into pee. It just felt like it went so
long. What was that maggot was Puppet Pussy Party. Okay.
Yep, and the two puppets on the cover were both cat puppets.
Oh, now I remember.
Now you get it, yeah. It all makes sense now.
Oh, my God. Also, puppets can't survive a bullet wound, apparently.
Yeah, you can punch them all you like, I guess, but they can't survive getting shot in the face. Cool, all right.
I mean, most humans can't either, but...
Yeah.
Like, their heads just don't explode.
Just immediate feathers.
Yeah, like it happened to old mate's dad.
Yeah, just fucking dropped, dude. Which, can I say how disturbing that is when you think about it? This man shot my father... So I fucked him just in order to get revenge so I could set him up.
Well, you know how it works. It happens. Sometimes it'd be like that.
That's disturbing.
Also, like, how bad was that rabbit's porn addiction that she knew he'd be there?
I know, right? Like, is he there every day? Yeah. I need to get my new magazines. I've burned through these ones.
I have 48 kids.
Jesus Christ, man.
Well, they're breeding like rabbits.
Yep, clearly. Breeding like rabbit puppets.
Oh, so weird.
Jesus Christ, Bumbly Pants. Really, all of the characters really went over the fucking deep... Like, all of the people on the Happy Time show really went off the deep end. Like, none of them came out fine after that.
What's his brother's name? Jerry?
Larry.
Larry.
He came out okay. He just turned into a bit of, like, a Hollywood dick bag where he's like,
yeah.
Hey, man, I ain't no puppet anymore. I bleached my skin and got a human nose.
Yeah, so weird, though.
Yeah. Which yeah. I get what they were going for with
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, like, you like, reject, like, the things that, like, sort of made you famous and physical attributes and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, Goofer.
Meanwhile, Goofer becomes a crack addict who's in a crack house going, for 50 cents, I'll suck your dick.
And then, like, when Melissa the Carthy eats the thing, it's like, I peed on that.
I peed on that mirror. You should get checked. That is salty.
Actually, that wasn't bad. I didn't mind that one. That one was like, what the fuck?
That's what I was saying. Like, there's some good one-liners, yeah. but they're only the ones that are just tossed out and left.
Yeah,
like, that's the best way you can throw a one-liner.
Not like all the things that Goofer is willing to do for 50 cents.
Jesus Christ, I'm going to need a gallon of kombucha and some oatmeal.
Do you want a felty?
No, I don't want whatever a felty is. Jesus fuck. What were they thinking?
I feel like they were like, cool, this is edgy, let's go.
Yeah. I gotta say, though, they must have, like, the police force was willing to go along with the story of, someone's bumping off the cast of the Happy Time show pretty damn quick. Why wasn't the remaining four cast members at this point put on watch?
No, because by that point, they didn't know where Goofer was.
Hmm. But except Melissa McCarthy's character finds Goofer and then fucking leaves.
She finds Goofer by basically bullying someone into finding him.
Yeah, but didn't put him under watch, and then he was found dead the next morning.
She wasn't a cop at that point.
Still.
Yeah.
Call it in, man.
They put Jenny under watch, and they didn't know where... The other two were outside their jurisdiction.
I just feel like it just seems so...
Yeah, there's
like,
very coincidental reasons as to why not protect the ones, because all the ones in their jurisdiction were dead.
Yeah.
Like the coach, Lyle.
Yeah, Lyle.
And Larry and Mr. Bubbly Pants.
Yeah, fair enough.
All of them were dead, so there was just Jenny and the other, like, three.
Was Jenny under watch?
Was under watch.
Okay.
Remember, Philip sneaks past the cop car in order to get into strip club.
And then she's the one that gets blown up anyway off screen.
Yeah.
Don't turn away from the car. That's how it explodes.
Mm.
Just to buy them enough time to roll out the passenger side door into a trap door in the parking lot or something.
Yeah, I don't fucking know how that one works. That's...
Jenny kind of
I'm glad they didn't try and explain it.
It's really weird with Jenny where I feel like they, another situation of like the cousin's kids, they just kind of forget about her.
Yeah.
Like the car explodes and then she's gone from the movie. Then we realize, oh, she was married to Sandra the whole time so that she could get the money. Then she comes back at the end, gets knocked out by Sandra, and then she's gone again, and yeah. we never see her again for the rest of the movie. Like, none of the fallout.
I just would have assumed she got arrested at some point for a conspiracy to commit murder.
But I would have liked, you know, a little bit of resolution there. I feel like this is a really short movie with, like, a 90-minute yeah. runtime. You could have given, like, a little bit more to make this, you know,
she's not
just
a
nicer...
Who cares?
Exactly. She's not one of the two characters that needs some screen time, so...
Yeah, she's... There's like two human characters. They get screen time, and it's Melissa McCarthy and the I don't remember what his name is now.
There's the lieutenant, and then there's the FBI lieutenant. Dickhead.
No, it's not Joel McHale's character. It's the guy who plays Stanley from The Office.
Yep.
I knew what his name was. Stanley Hutt. No, that's the guy. Leslie David Baker. That's
okay. The one.
I thought he was good in that. I enjoyed him in that. I'm actually, although to be fair, I'm a fan of Stanley in The Office.
Fair.
He just doesn't give a fuck. Other than that, like, no one got airtime.
Yeah.
Because who cares about humans?
I mean, your whole budget's being spent on puppetry anyway. Like, every puppet... It was my favorite thing in this movie is literally the credits.
Yeah, where they show how they did all the puppetry and it's just a lot of green bodysuits.
Exactly. It's impressive how much of it, like, it's all practical,
yeah.
practical effects where they're using puppetry. But then there must be a massive, like, budget allotted to CG where they've just had to composite out these chroma key suits. Like, they've got just for Phil to do a shot of him doing, like, a full body shot of him walking.
Yeah, it takes, like, three people.
It's three people running him, where you've got two people on his upper body and one person manning the legs.
Yeah.
It's so much work just to get that done. Then they've got, like, the jet engine sequence is entirely CG, built in CG.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Like, it makes sense. Like, obviously,
oh,
but
I get
like,
it.
I didn't realize it looked like decent CG.
Exactly. I would have thought it would have been a set. Like, just you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just have like the frame of it built up, but nope. It's just a big like the way they cut to it. It's just Phil hanging from like a big green circle in front of a green screen.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. Yeah, so it's one of those ones where like I was actually really surprised.
Yeah.
Because even that like terrible octopus scene that we keep talking about. Had like five different people like operating different arms.
Which is why I feel like it must have been reused four times in the movie because they spent so much on like, well, we've got to get five puppeteers to man the octopus and two guys to do the cow.
And then you had to like spray all the stuff out of the udders.
Stop. Stop.
And sour milk, my dude.
Cow's gone sour too, even milkier.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it so much.
See, like, that's what I mean about, like, this being this sort of, like, terrible thing I would have liked as a teenager.
Yeah.
I'm a bit too, like, it's really immature, and, like, there was a while when my comedy was, like, at that point.
Yeah.
And, like, I can still see people enjoying it if, like, they do like the immature comedy style.
Yeah.
But this is just very crass for me.
If you're into, like, peak Family Guy crassness, then this is for you.
Yeah, like, it's Family Guy level crassness,
at
least, if not further, because they actually have the R rating.
Yeah. Not for TV.
Not for TV at all.
That's all my notes. Good God. Oh, just the fucking God.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That film is... The film... Look, watch the film. I'm gonna...
If you're bored one day and you've got a Stan subscription, why not? I mean...
Yeah, like, watch it.
Well,
just...
now I think about it, there are some pretty good movies on Stan.
No, man, watch Happy Time Murders.
It is short.
It was nominated for a couple of Razzies, you know, the usual.
Yeah, but... I don't know.
Yeah, you think
I don't like the Razzies because they're a joke.
Yeah, they're
like
a joke.
They're a publicity stunt.
Yeah, they're really a joke now.
They've never been a serious like.
Yeah, but now
this
they're
is
like,
the worst movie of
but
all
then,
time.
But then they keep like giving dumber nominations out, and it's like as yeah. like publicity, like you were saying, publicity stunts.
I know. It's just like they feel like I feel like they've always been a like they've been a business based on clicks.
Yeah.
Because putting out like an article that says Batman vs. Superman nominated for worst film of the year, it's like, well, it wasn't though, was it? It was just like really popular and bad.
Yeah, I mean, but like at the same time, it's like how It's like how, like, a lot of the Oscar stuff, it's, like, not even the best. It may not be the best film released this year. Mm. It's just most popular and good.
I actually, if you're talking about, like...
That's how award shows
if you're talking
work.
About the best, there's actually, there's an interesting channel that I haven't watched a lot of recently, but I used to watch him a fair bit, called Your Movie Sucks.
Yeah.
Where he actually does a video each year. Like, he does put out videos of the best movie of X year, but it's always way delayed. Like, in 2017, he's putting out the best movie of 2014 because he's literally tried to watch every movie he can from that year and compile a top 10 list.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where, like, it is a difficult task. Like,
oh, yeah.
There are all these films that get released, and there are those that don't meet Oscar qualifications, like Mandy.
Yeah.
Didn't meet, like, award show qualifications because it was only released for, like, it didn't...
Because of their cinematic release or when they hit digital.
I think it was released too close to being digital for it to count.
I think that might have been the issue, which is really strange to me considering that... Although, then you've got exclusions like Roma, which is but Roma's released on digital, but because they released it on screens beforehand, somehow that qualifies it.
They deliberately met the requirements.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing about Roma, is that they deliberately met the requirements.
It's just it's just a game, the award shows. Like, it's all about trying to... half of them are just gaming the system.
You've got to, like, meet your... It's like a lot of things, like, where you meet your qualification.
Yeah. But it's just like those qualifications are really specific and dumb.
Yeah, you've got to release it on like so many screens. No, you've got to release it in some county for like a certain period or something.
Yeah, and you have to pay to have your thing entered. It's not like they're going, we're going to search for the best fucking movie. You have to make a submission.
Because didn't a couple of Game of Thrones actors submit themselves for Emmys?
Yeah, the studio wouldn't do it. They had to do it themselves. Oh, I think HBO submits the fucking final episode of Game of Thrones for an Emmy.
Yeah.
For best writing? Dumbass.
Yeah, because I know, I think it was Gwendolyn Christie nominated herself.
Gwendolyn Christie, Alfie Allen did as well.
Yeah, and they actually got nominated.
Yeah, it's and like, so they should. They did great. Those two are champions. I think a lot of the cast of Game of Thrones are actually really fantastic.
Man, I just wanted Captain Phasma to be good.
There's still time. There's still one more movie.
Still one more film. But how is Captain Phasma going to survive this?
How did she survive the first time, Alex? Planet exploded.
I don't know. This is what gets me, is that Phasma keeps coming back.
Yeah.
It's like Boba Fett.
But except Boba Fett didn't get back up when he finally went down.
In the EU, he climbed out of the Sarlacc.
Not canon.
Yeah, no, in the EU. It's not canon anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the original, like, Legends.
In all fairness, and we should totally do another Star Wars episode later on because I love Star Wars content coming out soon. But there's a, if you want, like, what the peak of the extended universe is, there's also a character called Luke, which is Luke, L-U-U-K-E, who's just Luke Skywalker. But he's the evil Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, see, like, but then again, AU Luke Skywalker's able to move planets with the Force. He is stupidly strong. Not saying that, like, the canon Luke Skywalker isn't also stupidly strong, because making your Force ghost appear over, like, that distance.
Yeah, exactly.
Although, yeah, Force ghosts are a weird thing that I'm not going to...
You know, we should stop talking about Star Wars. We're on the Happy Time Murders, but I think that might
be... Oh, shit, we are too.
But I think that might be a good time to end the episode and talk about next week anyway. So next week, it's the end of August now. So next week is the start of September.
Yeah, you know what that means.
You know what that means.
Shocktember.
It's back, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the return. Much like when our season 2 started, we're back with Shocktember, and we're starting with The Shallows.
Yeah.
So that's
it's got Blake Lively in it. I think it's it's a shark film.
We want to start off with like more along the Jaws, like a movie that's serious, and then we can devolve into the...
I mean, last year we started with The Meg.
We did.
And that, like, to be fair, that was
we did The Meg, then we went to Jaws, which The Meg takes itself seriously but is ridiculous. This one I think is going to be less ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
he's hoping.
I mean, I feel like any movie with, like, sharks tends to somehow become ridiculous.
To be fair, though, The Shallows is about sharks. The Meg was about giant sharks.
Singular or two giant sharks.
Two giant sharks. Jaws, and then there was bigger Jaws.
wait until you see the sequel. Way bigger Jaws.
Yeah, no. So, but yeah, we're coming back with more shark films.
Yep. Let's a whole new season of shark films, yeah.
Do we want to do another Sharknado special? Just watch them all again?
No.
You sure?
Can we do 2 through 5?
Oh, the good
Cut
ones.
Out 1 and 6?
No, it's only 1 and 6, but we watch them like twice each.
Fuck that.